listen to Snake in the Cowboy Room today for Cowboy Wednesday.
Boy, this is real FM.
This is all you get.
Sorry.
Leroy Glover.
We're doing an investigative report here in the locker room. We're trying to discover the identity of the Channel 8 wiener. Can you give us any insight on where who's that was? Did you see in the background of the Channel 8 shot of the player walking by? You don't, but you know it does exist?
Yeah, it does exist. I saw it, but I have no idea who that particular person was.
Really?
Really, yes.
So it hasn't been revealed within the locker room whose it is?
No, it has not.
And you're not willing to dig any deeper to find out?
Not necessarily, no.
All right, Leroy, thank you.
Torrin Tucker.
Torrin, I have one quick question for you concerning an investigative report we're doing here within the locker room. Hopefully you can provide some insight. We're trying to discover the identity of the cowboy who was in question, who exposed the, well, let's call it the wiener on Channel 8. Can you give us any insight on whose that was?
No comment.
You have seen the video, Torrin, though, right?
No, I haven't seen him. No comment. You're trying to get me. You the same one that got me the last time.
Got you with what?
You the ticket. You on the ticket.
No, sir. I'm an investigative reporter for Extra TV News.
I have no knowledge on the situation that you're coming at me with.
Torrin, I can tell when you're lying.
Honestly, I don't know nothing about it. This is my first time hearing about it.
So you have no inside knowledge of the Channel 8 wiener?
Man, good plan, dog. Good plan, man.
All right, Torrin. Special teams ace, Keith O'Neill.
Keith, ask you one question. We're doing an investigative report here within the locker room. Mm-hmm. We're trying to uncover the identity of the infamous Channel 8 Dallas Cowboy wiener. Do you have any insight on that?
Come on, man. Trying to, the wiener?
Yes.
What Channel 8 wiener?
Not familiar with what happened?
No.
The Channel 8 story where a cowboy player exposed himself, basically, in the background? Surely you know about this.
No, man, I don't know anything about it. I don't.
Keith.
Was it me?
No, it was actually an African-American fellow.
Oh. Wow,
it's what we in the white community call a feel-good wiener, because it makes all of us feel good about ourselves. Wasn't that impressive?
It was that impressive? Oh, man, I don't know. I don't know who did it. I don't believe you, but...
He? What do you mean you don't believe me?
I don't think anyone would do that on our team, but...
Well, it wasn't on purpose. It was a background shot, just a guy walking past Quincy.
Oh, no one knows who it is?
Well, no one's actually divulging any information, so... You guys are keeping a tight seal around this case.
Oh, well, I'm sure whoever did doesn't want to be doesn't want his name out there, you know, so everyone can know who it was. But I don't know who it was.
Hey, Keith, I believe you. I believe you. Thank you.
Linebacker Jamal Brooks.
We are doing a little investigative report here, and hopefully you can help us out. We're not getting very far with this amongst the players. We're trying to figure out the identity of the person who we're calling the Channel 8 wiener, basically. The guy who exposed himself in the locker room after a game on accident on Channel 8.
Oh, I don't even know. I didn't know anything about it, honestly.
You are kidding me.
I promise you I didn't know anything about it.
Well, you've not seen the shot where I think Quincy is Quincy's in the locker room and someone slowly walks by on Dale Hansen Sports Special and he is butt naked.
I didn't see it, for real.
And they didn't catch it?
I promise you, I didn't even know anything about that.
I figure that's the big talk within the locker room, so.
Why are you talking about no wiener? No.
There's no wiener talking here?
No wiener talking here. We've been talking about nothing but Philadelphia Eagles.
Hey, Jamal. All right. I trust you, buddy. Thank you.
Fat-ass Tyson Walter.
Well, we're not having much success here. We're conducting an investigative report within the locker room. Don't get that smarmy look on your face already.
You're trying to try and get me caught.
No, I'm not. I'm not. We're trying to figure out if you have any inside information or knowledge on the infamous Channel 8 Wiener incident. Yeah, you're smiling, Tyson, so that leads me to believe you know something that I don't.
I know many things you don't.
Well, I imagine
that's
you
a
do.
Long list.
Would you like to help us out here? I mean, I've been working on this for about a month now.
What, you're trying to find out who it is?
Yeah.
I've heard rumors, but that's all I can say.
Would you like to share them with us?
I can't.
We're not trying to implicate the person. We're just trying to bring this thing to basically a resolution.
Why are you trying? If the person wanted to be known, it would be known by now.
I think in the back of his mind, he did want to be known, and that's why it happened.
No, that's not why it happened. It was poor editing. That's why it happened.
All right, so you're not willing to come forward? Is there anyone that you could lead me around here that might would?
I don't know. You're gonna have to earn your money on this one.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Tyson.
They know